Welcome to the Craig T. Owens audio blog with Craig's blog posts in audio format to go. Now, here's Craig.
The compliance of silence. A couple of weeks ago, I shared a recap from my sermon called Eloquent Silence. Jesus serenely remained silent when he was being falsely accused by those who wanted him out of the way. Yet, his silence was eloquent and convicting. We would do well to learn this lesson from our Savior. There is a flip side to this. Sometimes our silence can signal compliance or acceptance of those who are speaking or perpetrating evil. David wrote, "Do you indeed speak righteousness, you silent ones? Do you judge uprightly, you sons of men? No, in heart you work wickedness. You weigh out the violence of your hands in the earth." Psalm chapter 58, verses 1 and 2 in the New King James Version. Commenting on this psalm, Charles Spurgeon wrote, "It would be well if people would sometimes pause and candidly consider this. Do you indeed speak righteousness, you silent ones?" Some of those who surrounded Saul were passive rather than active persecutors. They held their tongues when the object of royal hate was slandered. In the original, this first sentence appears to be addressed to them, and they are asked to justify their silence. Silence gives consent. People who refrain from defending the right are themselves accomplices in the wrong. Silence does have its place. King Solomon wrote, "He who despises his neighbor lacks sense, but a man of understanding keeps silent. He who goes about as a talebearer reveals secrets, but he who is trustworthy conceals a matter." Proverbs chapter 11, verses 12 and 13 in the New American Standard Bible. But to remain silent in the face of evil or falsehood could also be a sin. Consider a few other wise words. T.M. Moore wrote, "No one wants to be thought of as holding to a minority position on anything. So rather than speak up in the face of many who are doing wrong, most will remain silent." This is where the Christian community finds itself at this time, trapped in a spiral of silence before a blustering but empty secular and unbelieving worldview. So it is very important that believers in Jesus Christ make the best use of every opportunity to talk about what is good and pleasing to God. Nick Vujovic said, "Don't be a bystander, be on standby. I will not allow a bully to bully others. I will not laugh at his jokes. I will not remain silent. I will stand up and say, enough is enough." C.S. Lewis wrote, "As Christians, we are tempted to make unnecessary concession to those outside the faith. We give in too much. Now, I don't mean that we should run the risk of making a nuisance of ourselves by witnessing at improper times. But there comes a time when we must show that we disagree. We must show our Christian colors if we are to be true to Jesus Christ. We cannot remain silent or concede everything away." And Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. said, "Our lives begin to end the day we remain silent about things that really matter." When to speak up and when to remain silent is a huge issue for Christians. This is why we need to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit telling us when to hold our tongues and when to speak out boldly.
To get in touch with Craig, to read more posts, or to access the huge library of resources Craig has compiled, please check out craigtowens.com.